closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed.
All right, following this bombing at the Port Authority, at the Transit Center for the Port Authority in New York City, apparently somebody is in custody, but information still scant at this point. But let's go over the list of potential groups behind the attack at the Port Authority in New York City. Could it be the Amish? Lutherans, maybe? Pentecostal? Coptic Christians? How about Sikhs? Jews? You know the answer, of course. And it's not marauding Amish, and it's not, you know, mad Methodists. And the Sikhs haven't gone nuts, and the Hindus aren't deciding to bomb New York City today. Now, are they? And yet, when you speak the truth like that, you're calling, Steve, you're a bigot. You're a racist. You're making a judgment on a religion of peace. Am I now? Because the way it seems to me, if time and time and time again, these attacks link back the vast majority of the time to a single source, or a single ideology, seems to me that I've decided to conduct myself with reason. But I'm going to see if my next guest believes that I'm reasonable or completely outrageous. Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, joining me. Megan, welcome to Monday.
Well, thank you. You know, I think it's the Protestants, those paranoid Protestants.
Oh, yes, the pee people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I heard they're really ticked. because Jerusalem's the capital of Israel, as it's been since the beginning of time, but yeah. It's their day of rage.
It's the Protestant day of rage. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. probably you got me. Yeah, but those Baptists, we didn't mention the Baptists. They can get a little fired up.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I've been to their services.
And they're usually sober, so yeah. you gotta really.
They're pretty much always sober,
days.
Which you know, and well, so it is. They're certainly not Catholics. Nothing against my Catholic friends. Anyhow, here we are again, all kidding aside, another terrorist attack. I look up, and I'm watching the flat screens, and I'm scanning the room and seeing where I can get the most information as I'm talking to everybody. And, you know, it's basically another day, another attack, and it's almost like it's business as normal. In fact, my understanding is, and I'm flipping around, looks like Fox is the only network giving this full coverage right now. And
well,
why is that?
If this were London, we would be told by the Muslim Mayor Khan that this is just par and parcel of living in the big city. You know, we just got to get used to terrorism because, you know, big cities have terrorism. Well, I remember a time, and I'm not that old, when we didn't really have terrorism. But when you look at facts and you look at statistics and you put your feelings aside, you put your hand-wringing aside, anywhere that you see an increase in Muslim immigration, and anytime you see an increase in Muslim demographics, you see an increase in terror. Anytime a population gets closer to 10% of a Muslim population, then 10% indicates that you will have daily terror attacks. These are what the statistics show us. This is what Pew Research has told us. But yet I'm waiting now because, you know, we can basically recycle this, and we'll know what's coming next. It will be Mayor de Blasio stepping out on stage saying, we can't jump to conclusions. It'll be Governor Cuomo saying, we can't, you know, make any assumptions. You know, this doesn't represent the whole entire Muslim community. And then, of course, you will have Linda Sasour, the famous anti-Semite, famous feminist, who is the darling of the left, and her CARE folks, who is implicated in a terror fighting network, and that would be the Council of American Islamic Relations. They will parade out with a news conference and basically won't condemn anything, but they will say that they are worried about the Muslim backlash.
And single out people that do talk radio like myself as some sort of bigots and, you know, racists and Islamophobic and so on and so on. And it's so predictable that it bores me to tears. I'm serious. I mean, it's the same card because you just rattled them off of exactly what's going to happen. And then don't forget to blame those that are on the, you know, right media or whatever, alt-right or whatever the hell they call me now, you know, because we'll be the ones that are blamed because it's my fault that I sit here and talk about what I see and what I understand to be true. That's what causes people to touch off bombs in Times Square.
Well, and they'll somehow, of course, blame this on Trump for moving the embassy to Jerusalem and declaring Jerusalem the capital of Israel. And they'll say, see, this is what happens when we poke the bear.
You know what's hilarious about that, though, Megan? You know what's hilarious about that, though? Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. I mean, right. That's where Parliament is. It's where the center of government is. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
Well, exactly. But don't let the truth get in the way of the altar of multiculturalism and diversity.
I understand.
And, you know, they remember hearing, or excuse me, when they were saying, well, what about the peace process? What about the peace process? This is going to ruin the peace process. When have we had peace?
Let me tell you something. I want to jump in there because you made a great point, and I want to dovetail on that. The peace process, Let me tell you something. I sat there as a child, you know, 13, 14 years old, and watched Jimmy Carter and Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin walk around Camp David for the Camp David Peace Accords, and this was going to bring peace to the Middle East. That was 1979. And what the hell has gone on since 1979? More of the same, sometimes worse, and then 9/11 and more of the same. I mean, there's no peace process. It's all the same thing year after year with the same people pontificating about the same points and sitting in their, you know, teachers' lounges talking about how they can make peace in the Middle East if only we do this and if only America will do that. It's all rotting garbage. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're absolutely right, because I was thinking, well, if that's a peace process, what does a war process look like? Because literally we've been at war with jihad. And in jihad, since Islam declared Sharia, and they want everyone to submit. When the Palestinians, whatever those are, want to build a temple on their side of the wall, let me know, because then that will be an olive branch. When Saudi Arabia wants to build a temple, then we'll have an olive branch. Until then, according to them, we should all get on our knees and submit, or have our necks smited.
Yeah, it's confounding to me that the people that claim to be educated, don't understand the simple truth here, which is until Israel is exterminated, there will be no peace process for the most part, because the only thing that brings peace for Arabs is the idea that Israel will be destroyed pounded into oblivion. I mean, that's the only end game for most of these people. That's what they want. That's what they decree. That's what they pray for and talk about on YouTube and everywhere else.
Well, and that's how they raise their children. We have a whole generation of children that are being taught by the leaders of Hamas and Abbas of Palestine that basically said, you know, Jews are dogs and filthy and they must be stabbed. And we have, you know, four-year-old children going through stabbing exercises on how to stab a Jew. And that's on YouTube. It's not like I'm just creating and pulling this out of thin air. And so, you know, when you looked at, this is what I love about Trump, because he makes people show their hands. He basically calls their bluff, and they've been bluffing us, like you said, since the 70s, if not before.
Yeah.
And when Hamas comes out and says, well, we're going to have a day of rage and more terror. So newsflash, a terrorist organization is going to commit more terrorism.
Hold on right there, Megan Barth with us from ReaganBabe.com. When we come back, we're going to shift gears away from terrorism to Jerry Brown, my favorite hippie governor. My favorite hippie governor is Jerry Brown in the crosshairs. Megan will have some love for him, I'm sure, right after this. We'll be right back.
Located just 5 blocks from the state capitol, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day in Lansing, delivering powerful advocacy for Michigan's job providers. The Chamber exists for and because of the thousands of business owners of every size and type across the state who have joined the Chamber in support of its mission to promote conditions favorable to job creation and business success in Michigan. Our core purpose is to help state Chamber members solve their business problems and thrive. Go to michamber.com, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
I didn't think drugs were a big deal until I did it more and more. I didn't care about school, lost friends, got kicked off the team. I got busted and got rejected by the college of my dreams. My life fell apart. Don't let my story be yours. Don't do drugs.
Get the facts at michigan.gov/drugfree. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Your life can change a lot in 2 years.
Grandma!
Oh,
my, look how big you are.
And you do what you can to keep up.
Okay, Robert, let's get your blood pressure.
But did you know the environment in your home changes too? That's why it's important to check for radon every 2 years. A silent, deadly gas that occurs naturally in the soil, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer among adults. So even if you've checked your home before, it's best to check again. Visit DEQRadon.com to learn how to test. This message sponsored by the MAB and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit MIFMA.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.